Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston artist Bashezo is a trans, non-binary spacemaker whose installations celebrate generations of queer and trans people. WBUR's Cristela Guerra this morning has more on this member of the Artery 25, the WBUR series on artists changing the Boston art scene.
Bashezo has spent nearly half their life defining who they are, finding solace in spirituality, sculpture, and building art installations. They're creating altars for a project called Roots and Futures. There's a saying in the trans community, to give them their roses while they're here.
Okay. What am I smelling?
So you are smelling almond oil, almond syrup, you're smelling rose water, rainwater, snow water.
Bashezo softly tears petals off white roses in Dorchester, adding them to a fragrant concoction. It's an afternoon of preparation for the artist, who's also a Lukumi priest for an African diasporic religion that venerates the ancestors.
This is for folks to clean themselves when they leave the graveyard, just to make sure, like, you know, no one has hitched a ride. and so that they feel nice and light afterwards.
This day, they're creating a ritual to honor the dead and the living, with a procession that will pay tribute to three enslaved persons buried long ago, as well as uplift Black queer artist Ife Franklin. Marigolds surround them both. The flower's scent and color is said to lure souls back to the land of the living.
There is a need right here, and I think for many, like U.S. Black folks, to remember and to connect with our ancestors as much and as in many ways as possible.
In collaboration with community and alongside a cohort of queer and trans creatives known as the Unbound Bodies Collective, they place offerings at the Dorchester North Burying Ground, fresh eggplants and plums, honey and cigars. Franklin leads the procession that evening.
This particular project is so dear to me because I get to honor my Black queer self with Black queer people running the show. Because Black queer people love our ancestors. In many cultures, the queer folk are the two-spirited folk. The queer folk are the gatekeepers. The queer folk are the magic people.
The group gathers at sunset, dressed completely in white. White umbrellas aloft, some scatter marigold blossoms along the sidewalk. Some hold incense, singing along. Bashezo listens, watchful over the procession, making sure everyone has what they need. Water, support. They've always felt different. As a child in South Philadelphia, they constructed sculptures out of popsicle sticks or tinfoil. The previous day, they tell me how they grew up, surrounded by intense love, coupled with intense trauma.
I would say, felt really contained and confined, felt alien in my own house, in my own body, in my own life. And I think that that's why the creative work and the work with my hands became so important.
Drummers wait at the cemetery gates for the procession, producing rhythms to allow passage into the grounds. Candles and flowers are placed at the gravesite, next to worn headstones for Anne, Cambridge, and Betty. Franklin invites attendees to shout out the name of an ancestor. A woman's voice rises and falls. She beckons blessings into the space. Bashezo dabs rose water on their sternum, the back of their neck, and shakes the excess off to keep the spirits at bay. Smiling under their mask, Bashezo thanks the group for acknowledging these lives, past and present. They cheer for the Unbound Bodies Collective. Bashezo used to believe they wouldn't live past the age of 25. They struggled to imagine a place where they would fit.
I think in the recognizing of what I wasn't, like the dreaming and the conjuring began, however, you know, slow it might have been, or like slowed down by trauma and harm and violence, that there were other options and that there was another way for me to be in this body, in this world, in this life, and that it wasn't going to look like anything that I'd seen before, especially not my family.
Now, they manifest worlds, call into being that which they once needed, honoring both their ancestors and those generations to come. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.